Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever it is you would like. 1-855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
Mark probably will join us later. He's got one of his fireman things that he's doing tonight. He's a volunteer fireman.
He's so honorable, yeah, so that Mark.
So he'll be having fun with that. And we'll be having fun here, taking your calls about anything you want.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Oops, that was my fault. All right, so 855, thank you. Thank goodness she was there to let me know that. 855-450-FREE, again, the toll-free number here. So kind of bring you up to speed on some of the stuff that's been happening around the Shire.
An exciting time in the Shire.
It really has.
The year has been packed.
I have to say, Dirk J., as somebody who's been here for 5+ years at this point, I am really pleasantly surprised with the amount of activity coming out, at least from the Keene area, of what's been going on here. Because one of my critiques for a little while has been there needs to be more activism.
Oh, no one can make that complaint now. There is so much going on every day. If you wanted to participate in all of the activism going on in Keene, it would not be possible. You wouldn't be able to participate in all of it.
I was so disappointed in myself today because of, I always feel like I need to do more, right? It's never enough. And I told a local gentleman who is active with us that I would help him with some petition gatherings. He was doing some petition signatures to present to the city council to get them to say no to this Bearcat, which is this armored truck, a very frightening-looking armored truck the federal government has apparently been just handing out to different communities.
It's from a Department of Homeland Security grant.
A $300,000 grant, which the city council almost unanimously accepted. There was only one guy who voted against it. And it's actually the son of that guy who's putting forth this this particular proposal to say, hey, why don't you reconsider this and have a public hearing, which you didn't have prior to actually accepting this money and doing this.
Hear, hear. It would seem only reasonable.
So he put this thing together of getting the campaign signatures, and I totally dropped the ball on Monday on it, and I just didn't do it. I didn't have enough time to get out. I got half of the signatures I was hoping to get.
Well, and I went out to go collect some signatures today, picking up on some of that slack.
Well, my point was I was going to go out today and do it, but I had already committed to going to Concord to testify at this hearing thing mm-hmm. that was happening this morning. So it just was one of those days where I couldn't do everything.
Too much activism to participate in.
And now the video is exploding here in New Hampshire. That's the real, for me, that's the real indicator of the fact that there's so much happening, is that there's video coming from at least 5 different new channels that are online. There's Ladies in Keene, which they're starting apparently their own radio show soon.
There's Liberty Rapture. He's been producing videos based in Keene.
Which he's posted over at freekeene.com.
Right, about the bailiffs in the court system.
And, of course, you're blogging at Free Keene, but you also have your own blog, which
LiveForYourDance.com.
LiveForYourDance.com. And I want to talk more about Live For Your Dance here a little bit, because that's going to come to a head tomorrow.
That's right.
But not only that, Tally.tv, who's moved here from Grafton, New Hampshire, and he's really brought a lot, I think, with him. And I'm sure I'm forgetting one, but there's so much new action. Of course, Free Keene TV is going on here as well now, and there's just so much video happening. For a while, I was disappointed because we had Sam Dodson here, and he ended up going in a different direction. He's kind of stopped doing video, and he was the only guy who was really doing video in Keene for a while, with the exception of Free Minds TV. But now, really within a 6-month time frame, there's been just a huge explosion of video, and now we have so many people willing to do video, editing and stuff that there's even more people that are doing shooting the video. So you've got multiple camera angles. If you look at Derek J's videos that he put together for the Santorum visit here to Keene and the Huntsman visit here to Keene, which we just had an absolute blast with and ended up getting kicked out of both events.
He has now dropped out of the race.
Huntsman did, yeah, and hopefully Santorum will be dropping out soon. But if you go to freekeene.com, you can scroll back and you can see those. But each one of them has a multi-camera view, and it's, I don't know, I wonder how that looks to people that are looking at it. Wow, this isn't just some guy with his BlackBerry recording this. This is 4 different views, or 3 or 4 different views all at the same time.
It's a whole new way to hold the bureaucrats accountable, and I think it's great. Yeah. Sam's work with his video production is a huge part of the reason I was inspired to move to Keene and get active with video. And now I'm seeing the concentration of activists who participate in video activism has come to such a head that people are specializing in just editing or specializing in just filming. And that frees up a lot of people's time because they're able to specialize in one particular area and just basically export all the rest of the stuff that they're not specialists in.
I love to do video editing. I find it a blast, and I just, unfortunately, being as busy as I am with running this radio show, because I don't just talk on the air, I also do some of the behind-the-scenes business of affiliate relations and things like that. In addition to whatever other activism I have, I just don't really usually make the time to do much editing, and if I do, it's usually quick and dirty, just throw something together. Not much time for titles and special transitions and things like that, but like you're saying, I mean, you've been cutting up a lot of video recently, and you've had multiple different angles from which to choose. As an editor, that's exactly what you're looking for, and there's been a trend recently of people putting different angles on screen at the same time, and I think that's to show important things that are happening so everyone can see it from different angles at the same time. But if you're picking shots, having four shots to choose from is better than two.
Right. And if you're concerned about trolls or non-believers, people who think that perhaps the editor is selecting video.
Right, you're not showing something.
Right. This shows the people who are doubters that, hey, there was no offense committed and the aggression is totally coming from the part of the bureaucrats. But you were mentioning the Bearcat petition earlier. I think one of the ways that activists have been coping with the abundance of activism that's been happening is by working smarter. And so today, when I went to the Keene Police Department to drop off some evidence, I also contested a ticket and also went around to each window and asked the bureaucrats with which I was dealing if they would like to sign the petition. So,
excellent.
Just killing three birds with one stone.
Did you get any signatures from the police bureaucrats?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's a shame.
Unfortunately, they mentioned how they thought their jobs might be in jeopardy if they were to sign something like that. And
they are so scared of the cops.
At least they're honest.
You know, I was thinking today, actually, again, about bringing the police hugging squad back. I feel like it's something that has been missing. It's something I was doing for a little while, and we had a couple other people participating in it. And for whatever reason, I just fell away from it. Maybe I have been getting a little more angry or something like that. And I don't like that. I don't like being angry. I don't like that at all. So I want to move away from that. And I think trying to remember to offer a hug to a cop every time I see one is an important thing to do to kind of keep my mind in the right place. And Kelly Voluntarist is one of the newer movers up here from Arizona. She's a great writer, and she thinks she can do a very good job at getting hugs from the cops, because some of them, they're manly men, you know. They don't want to hug another man.
Right.
So there's a lot of that. Like, I got a lot of that when I've tried to hug the cops, is that there's that, you know, you're a guy and I really want to hug guys.
Right,
but, you know,
right.
Put a young lady in front of them and all of a sudden their attitude changes.
Right, and they don't want to be seen as some, like, gay lover either, so they...
It'd probably be tough for you, too.
Right, yeah. It's tough to get hugs. And I would think, you know, my experience with asking cops for hugs in other places other than New Hampshire is they will never, no way.
Really?
They would never come near me or you know, for fear that I might, like, take their weapon or something. They would feel, like, endangered by a hug. But I was thrilled to see some of the videos of you hugging police over by Central Square, over by City Hall. I think you gave some hugs. I was happy to see that the police were willing to accept that they weren't afraid of the average Joe giving them a hug.
Me too.
That's a good thing to see.
Yeah, it makes me happy anytime a cop's willing to give me a hug. I think that's a good thing because it helps connect the level of humanity with these folks. And they are human beings. Sometimes they don't act like it. Sometimes they, you know, they act kind of robotic and real tough. But there's a human under there somewhere.
There sure is. And in the same way that theater works for the average viewer who's seeing something happen on stage, a real life emotion, I think it's a great way to connect with people like cops who are in a tense situation and feel that emotion of everything is okay. So So it sort of brings them down from an aggressive standpoint to a point where they can feel like everything is okay. I can relax.
Let's come back with more. Get your thoughts as well. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. We'll talk about what you're doing tomorrow, Derek Jay. Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's going to kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. And join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the site includes, by the way, the mobile site for those of you with a smartphone you want quick access to. our live streams and podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com, m.freetalklive.com. Now, coming up, February 23rd through the 26th, the Liberty Forum is happening, and Derek, you and I are going to be there.
Heck yes.
As well as hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that love freedom. Many of them love freedom so much, they're willing to pick up their lives and jobs and business and family or whatever and move to New Hampshire and get active like we've done. And there are hundreds of people who'll be there who've already done that. More people will be there who are considering doing that. And some people who maybe haven't considered yet making the move and just want to come to a great Liberty Convention. It's that, too. Lots of great speakers will be there, like Peter Schiff and Prax Girl. And not only that, panel discussions by people who are kind of on the ground. I know there's going to be a civil disobedience panel this time around. I'd be shocked if they didn't invite you to participate, Derek J.
I'm looking forward to the speakers and the different types of panels, and most importantly, connecting with other liberty lovers who have come from all over
yep.
to share what they find most exciting, which is living free.
And you're not exaggerating. Sometimes you'll find some folks internationally coming to the Liberty Forum. So,
and for good reason.
Yep. Freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum is where you can go to learn more about the event, get a rundown of who all the speakers are, because there's a lot of them. And at the same time, also, you know, learn more about the hotel, etc. It's very affordable. I mean, it's just over $200 for the VIP pass, which includes dinner, the dinners, and it includes whatever luncheons they're going to have and all of the access that you're looking for to get into the events. So there's also a la carte for those of you that maybe you can only make it up for Saturday or Saturday and Sunday instead of Thursday through Sunday. You can buy whatever you need to. So freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Use our discount code FTL2012 to save 10%. Again, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, code FTL2012, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from there. Now, Derek J., hopefully you're not going to be in jail during the Liberty Forum, which is...
There is always that risk.
There's a distant possibility about that, because you, tomorrow, will be going to what I believe is your first trial here in the Shire.
You are correct.
Which, of course, is not the Shire that's putting the trial on. It's the criminal gang known as the State.
That's right. I have been not invited but ordered to attend this trial, where if I wouldn't attend, I would be threatened with guns and brought
That's right.
into a cage. So I will be defending myself in front of the state-issued judge and the state-issued prosecutor to make my case
that's fair.
For freedom. Well,
yeah, it's fair when everyone else in the case is all on the same team.
Yeah, and the person who filled out the complaint also works for the state, the police, and so those are the witnesses they'll be calling to testify against me.
Instead of working for the state, it's really more like they all believe the same crazed religion.
Oh, yeah.
Really is what it is.
I am being brought into the lion's den of a non-believer, you know, of their religion. So they are seeking to punish me for my consistent non-belief in their religion. When I don't bow to their authority, I'm charged with things like obstructing government administration, resisting arrest, and refusing to process, all of which I was not aware are crimes. You know,
where is the victim is what I'd like to know.
That's all I was looking to know. And
because you're accused
of
right, let's rewind here and talk about what happened. You're accused of throwing a dance party, basically, but they've called it all of those things, those legal terms.
That's correct. I was celebrating freedom and inviting my community to join me in celebrating freedom at something I called the Live Free or Dance Party. And
because we're in New Hampshire, it's Live Free or Die, supposedly.
Exactly. So we went to the Common, the Central Common, which in English history as well as early American history is a designated spot where everyone is welcome. It's sort of a demilitarized zone, and in Keene it's especially a demilitarized zone in that the cops, for the most part, ignore those who are enjoying a beverage, an alcoholic beverage, openly displayed out in public or enjoying some cannabis.
Well, they had ignored it for a long time, and then all of a sudden this summer they started cracking down again, and this was when your event happened, was toward the end of the summer.
That's true, but up until this point, I had believed that Central Square was a demilitarized zone in that sense. So I wanted to celebrate freedom. I wanted to have a dance party. People came out and were enjoying themselves. We got about one song and a half into it before some police arrived and told us to turn off the lights and the music. At the time when they told us, there were no lights and music on. And if you want to check the video for yourself to see what really happened, you can check livefreerdance.com/court.
And livefreerdance.com/court.
Yes, that will pull up all the videos and all of the legal documentation, all the letters I've received from the King Police Department, everything from the court. It's all online, so you can review it yourself if you don't believe the things that I'm telling you, because they are unbelievable.
It's absurd, and I wish I could have been there. I wasn't, and that's because not because I didn't like you or something like that. I was in jail, so I physically was unable to join you for this. But as I understand it, you couldn't hear the music outside of the gazebo area of the Central Square Park, and so therefore, to your mind, there's no way anyone could possibly have complained about this.
Not only was the volume level such that folks were having conversations directly outside the gazebo at normal speaking volume without a problem, but also, in comparison to the fire alarm and the police sirens, this volume was nothing. And so I was surprised to hear that there would have been a noise complaint. In addition to that, we only got 1.5 songs into the thing.
Before the cops showed up.
Yes, and so I checked the dispatch logs, and it says that the police were called out at 10:36 p.m. and arrived at 10:46 p.m. That wouldn't have been enough time for the songs that played to play. That would have been way too much time, I should have said. Excuse me. So clearly, they came without a call. That's my reading of the situation. They wouldn't admit that a citizen had really complained. They wouldn't release the records of
the
calls.
So at this point, even in the process of coming up to trial, when you're supposed to get all the police's evidence against you, they're not releasing a complaint call.
That's correct. And even though I filed 91A requests requesting this information,
Freedom of Information Act here.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
Yes.
they just deny. So
that's what happens, is I was denied this information. So I'm trying to collect as much information about what really happened that night as possible. And if
you'll be able to ask the police on the stand when they testify against you. You'll be able to ask them, you know, who was the complaining party in this? And they won't be able to tell you, I presume.
I presume not. And I found it interesting that even after I was charged with these crimes, it took 5 days for the complaint form, the pink slip, to be filled out. So it's clear to me that the officers who did the arresting needed to look up in the law books where had I committed some possible crime, and it took 5 days for them to find that information.
More coming up about Derek J's trial tomorrow, and kind of, I don't know how much of your plan you want to release here publicly, but you're welcome to tell us all the details if you feel like. 855-453, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC software and other factors.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system is there. Allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And, of course, it's free like everything else is on our website. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So do go ahead and get interactive there. So Derek J. With us here, as you always are, on Tuesday nights. And I hope you'll be back next week. But there's a chance you won't be, and that's because you're facing several misdemeanor charges, a number of misdemeanor charges, over an event that happened during the summer, during the time at which I was sitting in a jail cell. You were throwing, I believe you started them while I was in jail, or maybe it just started before I went in. But you started the Live Free or Dance parties, and you were basically going to have folks come out. It was like 10 o'clock at night or something like that at Central Square in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, and play some music on a little, just a, you know, speaker setup that wasn't really promoting the sound even outside of the park itself. It's a relatively small park, by the way.
Non-intrusive in volume, absolutely.
Right, you were being respectful of the fact that there were neighbors and because people live around Central Square in downtown Keene. And
now, of course,
businesses.
That is a bustling area where there are several bars and restaurants and people carrying on outdoors. There's music in those restaurants. So it's not like anything I was doing was too out of the average.
No doubt. And, in fact, as you mentioned before, the city of Keene even has a klaxon, like an air raid siren that goes off every time the cops, the fire department, every time the fire department is called to a call, they turn on this horrific, like, air raid siren. I've never heard anything like it before. It's the most obnoxious and terrible thing. I couldn't imagine living in downtown Keene simply because of this air raid siren.
It is so intrusive, this alarm that you're referencing, that court will even be stopped if it goes off during the trial.
Because no one can hear anyone.
That's right.
So anyway, they come by, they threaten you, they come up to your dance party, and there's, you know, a decent amount of people that I think had come out to it that were enjoying themselves. Everybody was being peaceful. No one had actually been harmed. Of course, there's no victim in this. In fact, the police have yet to identify a complaining party in the matter. But nonetheless, they come up and basically tell you to turn it off, right?
That's right. They say, turn off the lights and music and we'll be out of here. That's what they're saying. They come up and they say, well, whose radio is this? Just turn it off, get the lights and music off, and we're out of here. Now, that confused nearly everyone who was present, because at the time the cops arrived, there were no lights or music playing or on or even plugged in. So there was nothing for us to do at that point. So most of the interactions with police was questions surrounding, why are you here? Like, your services aren't required.
Right,
you can go now.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't. They wouldn't. They ended up arresting a young man in the park on apparently a warrant, somebody who happened to be there that evening. And then apparently that guy told the police allegedly that it was his equipment.
That's right. He told the police
that... Have you confirmed that with him? Is he going to be a witness at your trial?
He is going to be appearing at the same trial the same day as I am. Hmm. So he will be having his own trial the same day. That's my understanding of the situation.
Gotcha.
So, yes, he did claim ownership of the property. But when a listening of the police log, which I requested and had to pay dearly for, when I requested some of that information from the Keene police, a copy of their dispatch logs of what happened that night, what was going on in the radio transmissions, I can hear that the officer who arrested that man, whose name is Nick, says that Nick said, turn it over to the man in the black button-down shirt, which is me.
Really?
I was wearing the black button-down shirt. And so, the kid who was arrested and claimed ownership of it said, turn it over to me, essentially.
Interesting.
And so,
which they didn't do.
They didn't do.
They decided they were going to keep it because they wanted to investigate or whatever. They're just really being mean is what they were doing. And they tried to confiscate this equipment. Now, you hadn't been arrested yet at this point.
I had not. That's right. I was still standing with the equipment trying to figure out what was going on. Because there was no need for the police to be there, and if their complaint was that we were using too much energy from the gazebo, which was initially part of their complaint, was that we couldn't use city power, and if that was really their complaint, then I would think they'd be concerned about the amount of power that the lights and gasoline from their cop cars were using, but that
sure
didn't seem to be an issue to them, because the rules are for us, not for them.
Exactly. So this officer Kopcha, Mike Kopcha, decided he was the one that was dealing with you and threatening you, and you were basically saying, no, this is not equipment, you can't take, this is not his equipment, you can't take this, it's ours. You essentially were a custodian of the equipment, because it's actually my equipment.
That's right.
Equipment that I had purchased, and we use, here for various purposes, whether if we're going to have a panel discussion, we'll use it for that. If we're going to do karaoke, we'll hook it up for karaoke. And so essentially they took away our ability to have karaoke for a couple months,
which was
while we tried to get the stuff back.
Yeah, that was not going to be a good time. So I wanted to make sure we could continue our karaoke parties and also make sure that I was keeping your property safe, being a good custodian of someone else's private property while you were away and unable to defend it yourself.
Unfortunately, when the criminal gang, they call themselves the government, wants to take something that is not theirs to take, they can get violent about it. And
right.
That's
now,
when they arrested you.
That's true. They did arrest me, but it's worth mentioning first that you can hear a reading of this. I've put a copy of the dispatch logs on liveforyourdance.com/court, so you can hear the police transmissions yourself.
Mm.
There's one officer, Officer Macy, who intervenes, even though he's not on the scene, and recommends to Mr. Corrigan, the man who arrested Nick, the guy who's sitting in the car, he says, now, wouldn't it be easier if you just confiscate the property? And then Corrigan says, well, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. That was not what I was leaning towards doing, but that may tie up a lot of loose ends for us and solve a lot of our problems. So, yeah, let's confiscate it. Why not? He sends the transmission to Kopja, who then does say, I'm taking this property with me. He's just following orders, of course. He's not thinking for himself. He's
right.
not
I've been
analyzing.
Told to do something.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. Now, there was a speaker involved, which they didn't take, right? They only took the amplifier.
Hilariously enough, if you watch the video, you can see as the cops are distracted and confused, there are activists and partiers alike who are dissembling the equipment and bringing it into cars. And it goes
right
totally without noticing. It's right in front of the police, and they don't try and stop them. They don't even notice, it seems.
Interesting. But yet they still take the amplifier from you.
But yes, they were focused on me, and it may have been because of my location. I was in the back of the gazebo, and I was blocked in by the police. They were, you know, keeping a blockade of me. I had no freedom of movement at that point. I did ask them to back off because I was feeling threatened and I would like some space, but I was not given that space by Officer Kopja. Instead, he puts his hands on the equipment and says, this is coming with me. In a chorus of no, everyone erupts and says, it grabs a hold of the property, holds on to it, not tugging, not, you know, yanking or pulling,
but that was
holding
it. That was the alleged obstructing charge right there?
That's right. He wanted to take something that other people were holding on to.
Including you,
including
and you got arrested for it.
I got arrested for it, yes. And two others got arrested for similar charges, which were called hindering, not obstructing. I'm not sure the legal
difference. Is that tomorrow, too? Do you know?
That is not going to be tomorrow. Okay. It's going to be in February.
Got it.
They have more trials coming up.
Oh, so many trials.
That's
people
right.
have been turning in parking tickets left and right here for trial in Keene. I mean, there must be 12 trials on the docket right now in that one court.
They know us so well
nonsense.
Today, they didn't even ask for my ID when I contested a parking ticket. They filled out all my information from memory.
Back.
So, yeah, it's exciting to be taking on the state in a peaceful way. I don't enjoy court, but I think
an
opportunity to speak to the public.
Is this your first time ever going to a courtroom, like as far as a defendant?
No, I've been a defendant in the past before moving to Keene. I've had one trial where I was the defendant, and I've also been an attempted prosecutor when the Keene police denied me a license to conceal.
Let's come back with more here because we haven't even gotten to the part of the story where you got pepper sprayed as they were trying to take you away from this peaceful Live Free or Die event, and it's not because you were duking it out with the cops. 855-453. We'll find out what happened and why you got pepper sprayed allegedly. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby.
America's leading stamp dealer, is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Derek J.
All right, so we'll continue with Derek J's situation. He's getting ready for court tomorrow morning, and it should prove to be quite the media spectacle.
Oh, it's going to be a blast.
We're going to get to the details on that here in a moment, but first I want to tell you about the Bitcoin. It is the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash that can be used anywhere in the world. It's completely decentralized. That's what peer-to-peer means. It means it's not some central company, some corporation or federal government or whatever is issuing this currency. It is a completely decentralized thing. It's an open-source currency, basically, and you can't even counterfeit this. You can't be inflated, and you can buy them now with a credit card or PayPal. Memory Dealers is making it easy by offering physical bitcoins, which are really neat. You can hold them in your hands. Normally, this is a digital currency. But, of course, they can be made digital at any time. You can go and get your own over at memorydealers.com. That's memorydealers.com. And if you haven't learned about the Bitcoin yet, take some time out and go to weusecoins.com to learn more about it and why it's such an interesting and exciting device for money for the future. Basically, it's like digital cash, but without all the nasty government stuff attached to it. So it's very versatile and very useful. And it can be completely anonymous as well, which is also very useful. So once again, go to weusecoins.com to learn more about the Bitcoin, and then memorydealers.com to get yourself some. 855-450-FREE, the number. Derek J, he is, by the way, just launched his brand new website, liveforyourdance.com.
Yep,
you
that's
can go
the
there,
one.
See a lot of the videos that we've talked about Derek making over the last several weeks on the show. But also, if you go to liveforyourdance.com/court,
that's correct.
You will see basically a rundown of everything that has transpired in your case thus far after you were arrested, beginning with when you were arrested for the Live For Your Dance party you threw at during the summertime at some point. And you were arrested. I was in jail for this, so unfortunately I wasn't there. But you were arrested for trying to protect some audio equipment from being confiscated by the police, wrongfully confiscated by the police. We finally got that back months later because they had to admit that it was, in fact, my equipment and you were legitimately protecting it, which you, by the way, are free to ask me about who owned the equipment on the stand if that would be of use for you, because I know you're planning on calling all kinds of witnesses tomorrow at your bench trial. And so they arrested you. They were charging you with so-called obstructing government administration, the same charge I was charged with for standing in front of a police car over the summer of 2010. I ended up spending 60 days or 58 days in jail on a 90-day jail sentence on a 12-month sentence, what 9 months of which were suspended. So whether you'll end up getting similar similar punishments still remains to be seen. The trial is tomorrow morning. But you were also pepper sprayed on your way out to the police car. You weren't resisting. They didn't have to carry you away from this. So what did they? How did that come about?
Okay, so that's right. Unlike many other activists, I chose not to go limp during this activism. I decided to walk with the police officer. I stood when I was asked to stand. I told him what was in my pockets.
And they had you in handcuffs at this point.
That's right. And I was in handcuffs, being patted down. I was walked over to the police car. And then I was asked whether or not I would step into the police car. And since I was asked in the form of a question implying that I have a choice in the matter, I declined.
Oh, yeah, I'd rather go home. You can thank you, but no, I'll pass on the ride. You can just let me go.
Yep,
go home.
I don't mind that I'm in handcuffs. I don't mind that you've brought me to the ground and put your knee on my back and your hands on my shoulders. I would still rather go home than get into your police car. What I said to the officer who was attempting to kidnap me was that I feel like I'm being kidnapped. So no, I would rather not. I'm not going to step into the car. And he said, you step into the car, you're going to be pepper sprayed. And I said, I still don't want to step into your car. And so he starts shaking it up, and at this time, the other police officers, as if they had coordinated this, all head over to separate video cameras, which are documenting this event, and use their flashlights to blind the lenses, basically.
This was one of the sneakiest tactics that I had ever seen, and, you know, gotta hand it to them. Pretty smart on their part. They must have heard it somewhere else. And it was just awful. What they were doing.
So he pepper sprayed me in the eyes, and
so he waited for them to blind the cameras, then ran the pepper spray.
That's right. It was still captured thanks to the excellent photography work of people who were standing in Central Square as well as around.
A still photographer got a really good shot of it, from what I understand.
That's right. And so that picture has posted its way around the internet. But yes, I was pepper sprayed in the face for not getting into the police car. I was handcuffed at the time I was pepper sprayed. And then I was asked again, will you step into the police car? And this is after I had been pepper sprayed. I still said no, of course. But at that point, I mean, I'm blind and I have no energy. It's all zapped from my muscles. So Kopcha, the officer who's arresting me, pretty much just taps me into the police car. Just a little nudge was enough to get me in there. Mm. But this man is twice my size. I don't know if it comes through on the radio, but I'm a smaller guy.
You're about my size.
Right. So this man could have easily lifted me up and
certainly
just thrown me
into
the car.
Two of the police could have as well. I mean, there were multiple cops standing around, so there's no reason any of them couldn't have assisted him in putting you in that car.
And just a moment ago, he didn't find it unusual to use the force he did to bring me to the ground. So if he's willing to bring me to the ground when I'm holding on to property, but when I'm handcuffed and next to his police cruiser, he doesn't think it's reasonable to use his hands to push me in. I thought that was absurd because
he refused
punishing me. He refused
to apologize to you, by the way. There's another video that is it posted over at liveforyourdance.com, his apology video?
It sure is, yeah.
He refused to apologize to you, and you were asking very nicely and being very courteous toward him when you were speaking to him when you happened to encounter him on the street recently. And so it just makes him look like a real bad guy. We're going to get back to more of your story and what's going to happen with court tomorrow. Alex is on the line in Tennessee, wants to share his thoughts. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Derek Janian.
Hey, guys. Hey. I have an event coming up that I've been chosen, that never happened to me before. I've been chosen for federal jury duty.
Oh, wow.
Federal jury duty.
I'm chosen. I'm going to a selection tomorrow.
You've been drafted.
Yeah, I've been drafted to be taken out of my everyday life and be paid $40 a day. And the potential
$40 a day? That's better than $15 in some places. That's what they get. Anyway, yeah, so you have to go to a selection process.
Yes, I have to go through a selection process. I've never been through any. You know, I've had the local folks, you know, try and get me to come out before, but they're easy to get, you know, to get to go away. But the feds aren't quite so easy.
So
anyway, my I've got an idea that either I think the best way to get out of this is for me to just dress up as a character from one of my favorite TV shows, maybe.
So why would you want to get out of it? I mean, wouldn't you want to be on the jury so you can help someone potentially who maybe is being accused of someone a crime, so-called, that didn't hurt anyone?
But at the time, it's going to put me in severe want for my livelihood.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's a little, it could possibly, you know. I don't have a whole lot of financial security.
Gotcha.
Right. So it's interfering with work.
I'm wrestling, yeah, that did come to mind, but... Should I, you know, be in there and maybe, you know, this is a process where someone is going to try and probably hurt someone. There's a chance.
There's a good chance. I mean, if it's a federal trial of some sort, there's a good chance it's going to be a drug crime. And because the federal prisons are filled with people, the majority of people in federal prisons are there for drug crimes, so-called crimes. Of course, they're not real crimes.
Maybe I'll rethink it a little bit. It would
I mean, if you can get in there and use jury nullification, which is your right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case, Derek Jay's not going to face a jury tomorrow. It's going to be a bench trial, but you can always appeal to a jury. And in that case, you know, if you can get the information to the jurors, in this case you would have the information of what jury nullification is, in theory one juror can completely derail the prosecutor's plan. I mean, if you vote not guilty and the rest of the jury votes guilty, it's a hung jury, and then they have to decide to try this gentleman again or lady again.
That might be a better plan than me making a fool out of myself so they won't choose me.
Oh, I see what you're saying as far as trying to get out of the jury duty. Yeah, I know, man. It's got to be a real burden on folks that, you know, they've got a job to show up to, they've got responsibilities they have to take care of. Usually, most employers are okay with, you know, people going to jury duty. And I hope that you'll let us know what you end up deciding, Alex, because I'd appreciate hearing more about your story as it develops. And I thank you for the call. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Like, I get it. People want to get out of jury duty. It sucks going to court. It sucks being on a jury and dealing with those bureaucrats. But on the other hand, if you can save somebody from going to prison, it's worth the time, in my opinion.
That's right. Thomas Jefferson has a great quote about it.
There's more coming up here. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.